the Happy Half Hour, and today we're drinking sweetberry wine. For centuries, nay, millennia, wine has lubricated the inner workings of the human mind. The Greeks drank it at their intellectual meetings known as symposia, which literally translates to let's get together and drink. For thousands of years, people have tipped back goblets, goatskins, glasses, and jugs of it, and immediately started to feel interesting, even though we look ridiculous because wine turns your mouth purple. And I am glad to make my mouth purple with my guest today, Juan Redinger, who you've seen on Claws, Narcos, and so many other shows, it proves he is talented. And he's also fresh off his second trip to the World Series of Poker, which proves he's also interesting. We're going to discuss that, wine, and more right now on the Happy Half Hour. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour, everybody. Juan Redinger. So happy to have you.
Cheers. Happy to be here, man.
I just want to say, we found out like where he's been. He's been in Canada. He lives in Canada. Just flew into L.A., I mean, it's amazing that you can make time for us, especially just, you know, how crazy the world can be, just taking a little bit of time.
Of course, man. I wouldn't miss this. It's an opportunity for free red wine. And
we have two bottles.
Two bottles. We got some work to do here, man. I love LA. I try to spend as much time here as I can.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it too. We're going to have a great time today. We got a lot of awesome stories to get to. We're gonna watch a child stack dice, but we're also gonna watch beef try to crawl off a table.
Oh.
But before we get to all that, it's time for some icebreakers. Okay, just wanna ask you a few quick questions. What's the first drink you ever had?
Oh man. I used to drink Old English. You know those, the 40s?
Oh yeah, the 40s.
Yeah, that was my like junior high drink.
Oh.
Big, I don't know if they have it here in the U.S., Big Bear and Old English. And it's like just this big 40-ounce bottle of beer.
Right.
And that was my drink of choice.
Old English is the one that's like, I don't have time to have a neck. It's just like this.
Exactly.
Down.
Yeah.
It's like I want a neck is less volume. Just have it
absolutely
go all the way to the top.
Because it's all about volume, man. And I think they cost like $4 or something for a bottle. It was ridiculous. It was that junior high person's dream to have those.
For sure.
Yeah.
Secret about TYT, this building has, and no one has explained how it got there. There is a King Cobra 40 in the fridge and has been for, I think, a year.
Really?
Don't know how it got here. No one's spoken up for it. But
wow.
It's just remained.
Wow. Someone's got to crack that.
In Canada, do you guys play Edward 40 hands?
I have not heard of Edward 40
hands. You know how Edward Scissorhands can't help but have scissors on his hands?
Mm-hmm.
Edward 40 hands is you take two 40s and you tape them to your hands.
Okay.
And you can't take them off until you're finished drinking them.
See, I wish I could go back in time to my junior high years and reintroduce that game to my homies. What we did play was the Century Club.
Have you
heard? Right?
Century Club is bold. We play, we do Power Hour.
Okay.
At my house.
Okay.
Frequently.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, tell them the Century Club.
Century Club, the basic premise is you put beer in a shot glass and you have one shot every minute for 100 minutes, right?
Yeah, 100 minutes.
And it seems so simple when you think about it, but it's not. And you get, am I allowed to swear on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, you get face, like blind drunk every time. You rarely make it. It's really hard to actually make it to the end.
For my birthday, we had a Power Hour, which is 60 of those. And I always like about 15 minutes, I'm like, maybe we'll do Century Club today.
Yeah, yeah.
But by minute 45, you're just like, the day is done. I am going to pretend to sip this one.
Yeah.
Something else I wanted to get to on on Twitter, there was a moment where Casey Musgraves asked this question. She said, what was your AIM name? Do you do AIM? Instant Messenger? No,
it's okay. No, I don't.
Back in the day, there was this thing called AIM, and it had, you had to come up with a name for yourself, like your little call sign.
Okay.
And here were some of the terrible ones. Coolest Dude Ever 777.
Okay.
Blink 182 Girl.
Wow.
Loaded For You. Sean White's Girl 93. JT and X.
There were 92 before that. she got in there.
Sean White has a lot of girls, man. JT and Christina, Xtina Rocks of Timberlake. Wedgie Woman. And When I Say Ye, You Say Ya. Oh, no. When I Say Ye, You Say Ha. Wow. Mine was So Money.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing. It was literally So Money.
Oh, and actually...
Because Swingers had just come out.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're so money, you don't even know it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Nice. My Hotmail handle, when I used to have a Hotmail account, was ApeBoy69. And that one came back to haunt me, actually. It's because there were a couple occasions where, before I signed up for Gmail where I had to give that out, like, in a professional setting. And it was not good.
Oh, this has been a really great interview. It's really great to meet you guys. And I look forward to this job at processing data. 8Boy69?
Yeah, I know. It was bad. I didn't put a lot of foresight into that one.
It's so good. It's just so good. It's like, my ape, man, that's a song.
Yeah.
Be an ape boy.
I remember I actually reached out to 8Boy70 at one point. And just there was like a little exchange. And nothing materialized, but he did email back and he seems like a nice guy.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Yeah. We promise you great news and great booze on this show. Here's some great news. Three young brothers, they started a company selling candles. And the reason that they did that is because they really wanted to buy toys. And their parents were like, I'm not going to do that anymore. You've got to start a company. So they asked their mom, what do you like to buy? She said candles. And here's what happened. It's amazing. Almost 2 years later, the boys' candle-making shop called Frère et Blanchot. Am I saying
nice.
That right?
That's perfect.
Thank you. And a Canadian, they speak French there. French for Gill Brothers, which is their name. And they're run out of the Gill's home in Indian Head, Maryland, is successful beyond anything they expected. With 36 stores selling their products and a contract with Macy's in the works, the boys have cash for all the Nerf guns and games they desire. But they realized that they wanted to go further than that. So now they are spending $500 a month and they give it away to the homeless.
Amazing. I mean, there's no better feel-good story than that.
Yeah, right? Not only do they have tons of Nerf guns, which is, I don't want to undersell that. The homeless donation true. Is really nice.
It's true.
But if you've ever, have you ever had Nerf guns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. It's my childhood.
So good. Yeah. My brother and I down the stairs with the Nerf bow and arrow. Yeah. But they're giving away $500 a month to the homeless, which is fantastic. They have a site that, so they make them themselves. Mm-hmm. They invent the scents themselves. Their names are Colin, Ryan, and Austin. Austin, the youngest one, you're about to see a picture of him. He had the idea, and this is posted with like the caption, it was 10 p.m., but Ace really just wanted to make these soaps. So they also sell soaps. The actress Robin Givens appeared with them, and the mayor of D.C. They're just outside Washington, D.C. So if you guys want to do something nice, go order their candles, donate. There are, according to endhomelessness.com, back in one day, they did a survey, and they found out that 552,830 people were experiencing homelessness on a single night in 2018. So it's a real problem. These kids are doing real stuff to stop it. Doesn't that make you feel good? We got that. We got so much more. Don't go away. More happy to have that.
And now, totally normal relationship news. The woman who married the 300-year-old ghost of a pirate has filed for divorce. But on the upside, a 35-year-old London woman is engaged to a chandelier. This has been totally normal relationship news.
It's a brave new world we live in.
I love both of these stories. For those of you who've watched Happy Half Hour for the two seasons we've been on the air, we did once report on the woman who married the ghost of the 300-year-old ghost of a pirate. Her name is Amanda Teague.
It was never going to work out.
It was
doomed from the beginning. There was no way. How do you make that work?
You can't.
You have to be in the same realm as somebody.
When you hear her explain.
I can't wait.
But, like, we don't have video of this. We did last time. But she's like, it wasn't really a physical relationship, but it was sexual, if that makes sense. Because it's she puts herself on the asexual spectrum.
Okay.
So she says what she feels, the tingling. She could feel the weight of his body on her.
Wow.
But that's not exactly the questions asked when she did essentially the equivalent of the Today Show in England, Northern Ireland, or wherever she's from, Downpatrick, Northern Ireland. Here is what happened when the guy asked if he sounds like a pirate.
So how did he fit the bill of what we all know from the films and novels, things of a pirate, aye, me hearty and all that? And
no, that's all very much stereotypical. I mean, he actually spoke very good English, quite well-spoken, very much kind of a gentleman's English of the time.
I'm glad she gave that answer, actually, because it brings authenticity to the story.
Right.
Because I don't think all pirates would talk that way.
Yeah, because, like, there, I mean, maybe some of them came from, you know, the British nobility and were outcasts.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a little coincidental that Captain Jack Sparrow is, like, the guy that Johnny Depp plays in the Pirates of the Caribbean, and this was Captain Jack.
That's true. She wasn't too original with that part.
But, like, I love the interview that she did because they do kind of take it seriously and don't, like, write her off as a crazy person.
Yeah.
So they asked why it ended, because as we said earlier, they're divorced. Here is her answer to why it didn't necessarily work out.
He was basically like an energy vampire. So really when we
die... Jose Mourinho was like that at Man United. Exactly the same.
When we die, it's normal to stay in the earthbound realm for a period of time, but then we're meant to cross over and go on and reincarnate or go to another realm or do whatever we're meant to do in our life's path. So when spirits stay around too long, they need an energy source. And unfortunately, Jack was using me as an energy source.
He was kind of bleeding you dry of your energy,
he was trying
making you ill.
He had never accepted his own death, so he wanted to continue living through my body.
What are your thoughts on this lady?
You know what, though? It does seem crazy.
It does.
But if you believe a little bit in the supernatural, even a little bit, then maybe there's some truth to it.
Yeah, and that's what she says also in the interview. She's like, listen, people believe in, like, God, but they've never met him.
Exactly.
What's so weird about being in love? And you know what? If it brought her happiness...
Absolutely.
There's way worse. I would say that there are way more toxic and impractical relationships out there.
Like with chandeliers.
Like with chandeliers. Like,
that's an area
you get to that?
No. Reminded me of that.
Well, we have information about that as well. But I think there's people out there who are in relationships with real living people.
That's true.
That are way less healthy than Amanda Teague being in love with the ghost of a pirate.
All the power to her, man.
Yep. And all the power, electrical power, to Amanda Liberty, who's 35, from London. Here's a photo of her. She's engaged to that. As the story I read goes, she is engaged to that chandelier. She said, she's an objectophile. She said, I've tried human relationships, but it didn't work for me in the long run because it was peer pressure forcing me to try it out. She just didn't feel connection with humans. And I liked the people, and in particular, one I got on with really well. We remain friends to this day. There just wasn't that same spark. There.
What was that? That must have been a pun.
It had to have been.
It had to. That was intentional.
So she's in love with these objects. She previously was in a relationship. Well, you wonder why her name's Amanda Liberty. Well, here's her picture. You're my moth and you're my lamp. I did a lot of research into her.
Okay, yeah.
She seems so delightful. She's a great singer.
Okay.
We have a picture, I believe, of her living room. For those of you who are curious as to what the living room of someone who is an objectophile. So this is why it's an open relationship with a chandelier. She restores chandeliers, and as you can see, she's in love with the Statue of Liberty. She has gotten a tattoo.
So that's my question, is as an objectophile, is there an opportunity for polygamy? Like, can you marry multiple objects? Is that...
I think you can.
Right?
I feel like once you eschew the, like, typical constraints of, like, one marriage to a person... You're free to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
And I mean, if you think that a relationship with a ghost can be not going to hurt anybody, as long as it's not plugged in, a relationship with a chandelier is not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah. Great. But why did the chandelier, so is she, do you know, is she married to other items?
It says she's in an open relationship. Okay. Here's what she said. Liberty first recognized her objectophilia when she developed feelings for a drum kit at the age of 14. She went on to have one of the most meaningful relationships in her life with the Statue of Liberty, whom she calls Libby, and she got an American flag tattooed on her right arm. It's found in okwhatever.com. I'm happy.
Absolutely.
So that's totally normal
relationship. This is all good news. There's nothing wrong with any of this.
I love it so much. You know what else there's nothing wrong with? This next kid. This resurfaced on Reddit this week. Colin was 5 years old when his parents found out that he had a very amazing talent for stacking dice. What does that mean? Take a look. So there's Colin. Four dice?
No.
That became eight dice.
Oh, man. See, I've got... I would be so proud. This is an amazing skill.
Have you ever had, when you were a kid, did you have any skills quite like this?
No, dude. I was crawling in dumpsters.
Were you really crawling in dumpsters?
I was, actually. Just because it was exciting to, like, close the door and try to figure out how to open the latch again and crawl out of it.
This kid is so excited.
No, that kid. No, he did. He deserves it.
I would say he's also talented at celebrating and, like, ruining. He's so zen about it, too. As soon as he's done, boom, just completely annihilates the stack.
It. Yeah.
Wait, I want to get back to you crawling in dumpsters. What was the idea for it?
It was such a foreign territory, and it felt like I was, like, on another planet. That in Canada, we have these dumpsters. I haven't seen them in the U.S., but they have these, like, doors that flip up, these small doors, and they have these latches that you can... I don't know what I'm telling
you. If you're on the inside, you can kind of reach
in. Yeah, you can kind of reach in and get the latch up.
Did you ever get stuck?
No. I always figured it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the
kind. And it was an important skill, actually, to learn. And I actually convinced my sister to do it, too. And that was more fun.
That was more fun to get your sister into the dumpster. Yeah. That's it. That's the reason.
That's pretty much all it is. I wish I was as genius as this kid is. It's amazing.
He's genius, and you can see his YouTube channel. It's called That's Amazing. It's him and the rest of his family, so check it out. We got to take a break. Last segment of the show coming up right now.
And now, that's moderately interesting. This week, a 100-year-old North Dakota bridge collapsed under the weight of a truck filled with 42 tons of beans. So the truck driver literally spilled the beans. Which made me ask, where does the term spill the beans come from? Scholars say it dates back to ancient Greece, when votes were cast by secretly placing beans in a jar. A white bean was a yes, and a black bean was a no. And then to see the results, someone had to literally spill the beans. Which make you fart. Thank you! This has been totally, moderately interesting.
Hat tip to the moderately interesting Reddit. While we're talking about beans and other foods, this is, as it was labeled in the Scottish Sun, the poultrygeist. In Guangzhou, China, somebody went to a restaurant, and it was one of those restaurants where they bring the food raw to your table. And it wasn't done moving. Take a look. I can't.
No, that's... That gives me anxiety.
It has every right to give you anxiety. What's happening? Stop.
No. That's just wrong in every way. I don't get scared in horror movies, but that's the most terrifying shit I've ever seen.
Scarier right there. Than, like, poltergeist.
Absolutely.
So I when I read this, they also said it was beef. It looks like
chicken.
That's chicken. It looks like chicken. One person said, usually because the meat is so fresh, the muscles can still move, while a second added, it was so fresh that some of the muscles are still firing off signals. That's why it was still moving, according to the Sun. Are you, like, adventurous with your food selections? Would you ever eat something like that?
I wouldn't touch that. I would, as soon as the thing started moving, I'd be gone. I'd be in a different restaurant.
It's insane.
It is nuts. It's really hard to believe that actually happened.
But look at it. I did a video a long time ago about squid, and squid does that when you pour soy sauce on it. So they do that
I've
on
seen
purpose.
The squid thing. But the thing is, the squid's still intact, right?
It looks.
But this is a piece of whatever animal that is.
That is. Let's see it again. It's just like a portion of a rib, or like a little piece that was cut off. What's crazy is
No.
I just can't.
The scream too is priceless. It's just.
I don't know, man. I can't. It looks real.
It does. No, it does. It does look real. It. That little arm there.
I mean, I would. Would you eat it?
And then what happened after? I'm so curious. Did it crawl away?
I personally would pick it up. Well, I would catch it
would
on
you
the
eat
way
it?
Down. I would cook it. I would start cooking it to see, like.
Okay. To see if it said, please don't cook me.
Because, like, if it was a fish, I'd be like, oh, it's not dead. Let's give it a second chance.
Right.
Let's, hey, put it back in the thing.
Yeah, because it's still intact.
But this is just a piece, so, like.
It's a piece of something.
I think I would start cooking it to see if it would work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't get shocked by much anymore, right?
But that
But that video, that did it.
Let's see if this can shock you. There's been a lot of naked news. In France, there's a naked park in the middle of Paris, and people really enjoy celebrating, except there have been many complaints, not from the people who see the nudists, but from the nudists themselves, who say that there are a bunch of folks that keep coming up to them. One, Bernard, told Le Monde, voyeurs and exhibitionists come and bother the women. Of course they're afraid. Sometimes there's a police unit that comes by, but if they don't catch anyone in flagrant délit, that's so offensive the way I pronounce that. They can't punish anyone. But they say that there's perverts hiding in the bushes watching people be naked.
There's perverts hiding in the bushes watching clothed people, too. I'm just saying.
That's all the time we got.
Oh, God, that went quick.
We do have one extra video for those of you who follow us on HHH on TYT. We're going to have exclusive content where we break every rule of wine according to the Wall Street Journal. So, Juan, thank you so much
for being on the show. Really appreciate it, Brett.
Where can people
find
you?
Had a great time. At Juan Reedinger, I before E in Reedinger. Everyone always gets that wrong. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Awesome. And we'll see you guys next.